KJAN Sports.
Time now for Jacob Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Recapping some of the weekend high school sports activities. In girls regional team tennis tournament play on Saturday in Class 1A first round play. In Region 2, it was Shenandoah defeating Atlantic 5-0. Clarinda over Red Oak 5-2. Glenwood beat St. Albert 5-1. It was Denison 5-0 over Harlan. And Creston down in Clark 5-0. Second round play in Class 1A Region 2 saw Shenandoah beat Clarinda 5-1, Creston beating Sheraton 5-0, and Glenwood over Denison 5-4. Also in 1A region play Saturday in first round action, it was Kemper Catholic over Audubon 5-0, Fort Dodge St. Edmund 5-0 over Southwest Valley. In second round play, it was Kemper Catholic downing Fort Dodge St. Edmund 5-2. Those winners staying alive through second round action. Also in boys preliminary substate tennis on Saturday in 1A, it was Creston over Clark 5-3. North Polk beat Denison 5-2. In Class 2A, Urbandale defeated Abraham Lincoln 5-3. Also in high school girls soccer on Saturday in girls action, it was St. Albert beating Independence 2-0. Waverly Shell Rock over St. Albert 5-1. Iowa City Regina downing St. Albert 3-2. Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, Adair Casey beating Ballard 4-3. Urbandale over Thomas Jefferson 4-0. And Bettendorf shut out Thomas Jefferson 3-0. In boys soccer Saturday, Sioux City North over Lewis Central 2-0. Also in girls golf action on Saturday at the IKM Manning Girls Golf Invitational, it was Denison winning a four-team meet on Saturday. Denison shot a 219 as that meet was shortened to 9 holes because of the weather conditions. That 219 was better than Boyer Valley's 228. Panorama was third with a 238. And Molly Damon of Denison shot a 52 as she was the medalist. She was just one stroke ahead of Boyer Valley's Brooke Hast and Emily Houston of Panorama, who were second and third in that meet on Saturday. A girls' golf regional play is underway today in Monday girls' action. Lots of teams around the area will be in action today. In Class 1A Region 2, that meet will be held over in Woodbine at Shadow Valley. And that'll include East Mills, Heartland Christian, Nishnabotna, Riverside, West Monona, Westwood, and Woodbine. Also at Crestwood Hills in Anita today, CAM will be the host school for Class 1A Region 2B action as Ankeny Christian, Boyer Valley, Exira EHK, Griswold, Guthrie Center, Lennox, and Nottoway Valley will join CAM in that meet. Also in a 1A meet up at River Valley at Quimby Golf Club, Audubon, Charter Oak Ute, Coon Rapids Bayard, Glidden-Ralston, Newell Fonda, River Valley, and Storm Lake St. Mary's will all be in action today. In Class 2A play today in Region 2B, hosted by Trainer at the Trainer Recreation Club, it'll be AHSTW, St. Albert, Earlham, Southwest Iowa, Southwest Valley, Tri-Center, Underwood, and West Central Valley joining Trainer in that meet. Also, Maple Valley Antonoto will host a meet up at Willow Vale Golf Club in Class 2A. IKM Manning, Alta Aurelia, Logan Magnolia, Northwest Webster, Maple Valley, Missouri Valley, Otobolt Arthur BCIG, Ridgeview, and South Central Calhoun will all be part of that 2A meet today. In a Class 3A Region 2 meet at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club, Atlantic, of course, will be the host school, and they'll be joined by Sheraton, Clarinda, Clark, North Polk, Red Oak, Saydell, and Shenandoah. That's the meet lineup at Atlantic today. In Class 4A region action tonight at today at Carroll Country Club, it'll be Bishop Heelan Catholic, Carroll, Creston, Denison, Glenwood, Greene County, Harlan, Lamars, Lewis Central, Sergeant Bluff, Luton, Spencer, and Storm Lake. They'll all be in action there in Carroll today. And also in a Class 5A regional meet at Willow Creek in Johnston today. Quite the stretch of schools is Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln, Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson. They'll be joined there by Cedar Rapids' Kennedy, Johnston, Sioux City East, Sioux City North, Sioux City West, Southeast Polk, Urbandale, and Waukee. That 5A meet has schools stretching nearly all across the state. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Matt Carpenter homered. Yadier Molina had a tie-breaking two-run double in the top of the seventh inning, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 5-2 last night to avoid being swept in that three-game series. Molina pinch hit for starting pitcher Mike Leake and put the Cardinals up 3-1 when he lined reliever Joe Blanton's pitch into the left field corner with two outs. Steven Piscotty followed with an RBI single off of Blanton two batters later. Leek pitched six innings to win his second straight start, and Trevor Rosenthal got his seventh save. Corey Seager homered twice for the Dodgers, the first multi-homer game of his career. J.P. Howell took the loss after allowing a one-out single to Jeremy Hazelbaker, who scored on Molina's double in that decisive seventh inning. Elsewhere, National League action yesterday, it was Miami beating Washington 5-1. Cincinnati beat Philadelphia 9-4. Milwaukee topping San Diego 3-2. Pittsburgh salvaged a weekend game from the Chicago Cubs 2-1. It was Colorado over the New York Mets 4-3. And San Francisco beating Arizona by a final of 2-1. Just one interleague game yesterday as Kendry Morales hit a walk-off two-run homer with two out in the 13th inning. And the Kansas City Royals overcame a rare blown save by Wade Davis to defeat the Atlanta Braves 4-2 on Sunday. The Royals took two of three from the last place Braves after losing their five previous series. The Braves lost for the 18th time in 23 games and have won only one series so far this season. Alcides Escobar, who had four hits to match his career high, singled before Morales blast off Jason Grilley. The Royals used nine pitchers, and that ties a club record for one game, with Chen Ming Wong picking up the victory. Left-hander Eric O'Flaherty, the sixth of seven Braves pitchers, ended up with the loss. The Braves rallied to tie it with two runs in the ninth inning off of Davis, who blew his first save since July 12th against Toronto. In American League action yesterday, it was the New York Yankees cooling off the Chicago White Sox 7-5. Minnesota beat Cleveland 5-1. Oakland over Tampa Bay 7-6. Boston outslugged Houston 10-9. It was Detroit over Baltimore 6-5. Texas edging Toronto 7-6. LA Angels shut down Seattle by a final of 3-0. Well, the best season in Toronto Raptors history just got a little longer, as they are now in the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals for the first time following a 116-89 rout of Miami. Kyle Lowry shot 5-for-7 from three-point range and finished with 35 points and 9 assists. DeMar DeRozan had 28 points and 8 rebounds for Toronto, which led by just 8 before outscoring Miami 30-11 in the fourth quarter. They'll move on now as they'll open up the conference finals in Cleveland on Tuesday. Karl Anthony Towns will be named the NBA's Rookie of the Year today. A person with direct knowledge of the award says the Minnesota Timberwolves center has won the honor after posting the best rookie season for a big man since Tim Duncan. He averaged 18.1 points, 10.7 rebounds, and 1.7 block shots and helped the Timberwolves win 13 more games than they did the previous season. Towns was named Western Conference Rookie of the Month in all 6 months that the award was handed out. He's the second straight Timberwolves player to win the Rookie of the Year award following Andrew Wiggins. Brian Elliott and the St. Louis Blues have taken Game 1 of the NHL's Western Conference Finals. Elliott made 16 of his 31 saves in the second period as the Blues beat San Jose 2-1, leaving St. Louis three wins from their first Stanley Cup Finals appearance since 1970. Yuri Leighton broke a one-all deadlock by scoring an unassisted goal midway through the second period. The game winner came after David Backes and Thomas Hertl traded 34 seconds apart late in the first period. Martin Jones stopped 21 shots for the Sharks. Game 2 of that series will be in St. Louis on Wednesday. In golf, Jason Day has completed a wire-to-wire win at the Players' Championship, taking a firmer grasp on the number one ranking. Day closed with a 1-under-71 for a 15-under total that was 4 strokes better than Kevin Chappell. The 28-year-old Australian led by at least 2 shots the entire final round and played bogey-free again on the back 9 at TPC Sawgrass. Day has won 7 titles in the last 10 months, including one major, a World Golf Championship, and a pair of FedEx Cup playoff events. Americans Justin Thomas, Matt Kuchar, Colt Knost, and Ken Duke tied for third. They were all at 10 under par. And in racing, Matt Kenseth held off Kyle Larson to win a wreck-filled Sprint Cup race at Dover International Speedway. That victory was the first of the season for Kenseth, who battled Larson door-to-door for part of the final 5 laps before the 2003 NASCAR champion picked up all the right lines and pulled away at the end. Kenseth is the 7th different driver to win a race this year and the 4th from Joe Gibbs Racing. Larson finished 2nd, followed by Chase Elliott. Larson matched his career best finish, and Elliott had the top finish of his rookie season. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.